7J Mobile. Before DJW Mobile.
Keith, how are you doing this morning?
You're just on my way home from dropping the dog off at the groomers. It's kind of a nice, peaceful morning out here. Not a whole lot of traffic down in the valley.
Here, of course, it's always pretty quiet here. We live out off the beaten path a little bit, not real far, but far enough to be off the beaten path, but close enough to be able to go to the grocery store if you need to.
Ideal location. Ours used to be ideal 20 years ago. Now it's a little bit too close to the beaten path.
That's situated. It's not going to change where I'm at for a long time, probably more than 20 years. By the time it changes, I probably won't be here to see it anyway, so we're just going to enjoy it as it is.
Being, Johnny and I, when we were going up to pick up some stuff for that move from that Silent Key ham, we were riding together, and we were looking at some of the countryside, like halfway between here and there, and there's a lot of it, but people aren't willing to sell it. People are sitting on it until they pass away, and then their children get it, and maybe they'll sell it, but the people that have it, they have no desire to sell it.
If there is a lot of land. You can find land, though, if you want to bad enough. I mean, if you want it bad enough, you just gotta keep looking, I suppose. But I like where we're at. We live right in the middle. In fact, I'm driving down Pace Road with apple orchards on both sides of me right now. So we live right in the heart of apple country for sure.
Further out like that. But I think we're going to probably wait at least until Amy finishes working. I'm done. I don't think I'm going back. I don't want to go back. But there are some good opportunities that come up that are intriguing. But 7 years from now, maybe we'll look at moving out a little bit further. But I don't know. You know, you get kind of stuck in your ways. It's hard to get out of the rut.
My wife mentions moving often, especially now that the housing market's the way it is. You know, and I keep telling her, yeah, well, we can get a good price for our house, but can we get what we have? Can we go and replace what we have, you know, or build new? And to tell you the truth, what you just said is exactly true. I just don't want to move. I got too much stuff to move. After 25 years of collecting, I know what it was like when we moved here from Michigan 25 years ago. And took an act of Congress and several trucks. I can't imagine it, what it would be now.
Long move. My neighbors moved from Seattle, Washington, and they got here about 2 weeks before their stuff got here. And it took them that long to get their stuff here from Seattle, Washington. I guess they had a truck breakdown. They had to move stuff to another truck. It was a hassle for them. But they were like camping out for 2 weeks waiting for their stuff to get here from Washington.
Yeah, that'd be horrible. We actually moved all our stuff ourselves. And, of course, I was a whole lot younger then. But the idea of just packing up a house, which has now had an addition put on it, three outbuildings full of stuff, not to mention towers and antennas. God, I don't know if I'm up for that test.
The longer time goes on, the more you accumulate, the harder it is. We've done it about four or five times, I think, total, since we've been married. And last time was 20 years ago. And I have no interest whatsoever in going through that again. And much less something like from Michigan to here, or here to Michigan, or Washington to here. That's just, I think I'd rather pay somebody to do that than do that myself. I've done all of them myself. But I think I'd come off a wallet for that one.
25 years ago, you know, it was not so bad because I was 25 years younger. But now, if I was to move, yeah, I would definitely be paying somebody to do the majority of it. I would probably take care of moving all my towers and stuff or pay somebody that actually was a tower person to do it, whichever. But yeah, I would not attempt to be loading. It's not going to be me in a truck, that's for sure.
So the older you are, well, unless you work out, which I've started doing lately, I've been doing it for 3 months now, But before I started that, I had no energy to do that kind of stuff. But working out, it gets a little of it back, but it doesn't get it all back.
Myself, doctor said I should get a little more exercise, which I'm very active, but probably eat too much too. But anyway, well, what you got planned for the 4th? Anything special?
No, no, last week, and she's recovering from being away. She was up in Idaho, and so we're just kind of taking it easy. I'm playing around with GPSs and Raspberry Pis and trying to get them to work in concert with RF, you know, the RTL SDR dongles, trying to get everything satisfied on the board. So I got plenty of time to fiddle around in the shack with that stuff. And she's just thankful that she doesn't have to go. She got home from Boise, and she doesn't have to do all that traveling. The older we get, the harder that stuff is, you know?
I travel every weekend for a long time. We're just going to say a long time, until just the last couple, 2-3 years. And I've pretty much given up all my traveling now as of this year. So I know that traveling, just, and if you're doing it every week, it's like just changing suitcases. Dave, I'm pulling into the post office here. I got to run inside, check my P.O. box. Good to talk to you this morning. Have a great day. November Delta 7, Japan, 73.
All right, good talking to you, Bob. Good timing, because I'm pulling into the pharmacist. I got sugar bites on field day. I got to get some calamine lotion. So perfect timing. Talk to you later. ND7J, W4DJW. Clear.